Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 14th, 2021. Welcome to day 1456. Joe Biden released a $1.9 trillion economic and healthcare rescue package to deliver direct aid to families, businesses, and communities, and provide money for testing and vaccine distribution. The emergency relief plan includes $400 billion for fighting the coronavirus, more than $1 trillion in direct relief to families, including direct payments of $1,400 to most Americans, and $440 billion in aid to communities and businesses. Dubbed the American Rescue Plan, the proposal would meet Biden's goal of administering 100 million vaccines by the 100th day of his administration, and help advance his plans to reopen most schools by the spring. Biden also urged the Senate to balance the impeachment trial of Trump with the other urgent business of this nation. The Senate won't return until January 19th, the day before Biden is inaugurated, which means Trump's trial will create a logistical challenge and risks delaying the confirmation of Biden's cabinet nominees and legislative initiatives. All 100 senators must consent to allow the chamber to confirm Biden's cabinet and pass his legislative agenda on one track, and begin Trump's trial for incitement of insurrection on another. Nancy Pelosi hasn't yet detailed her schedule for transmitting the single article of impeachment to the Senate. Meanwhile, Trump is reportedly in self-pity mode after becoming the only U.S. president to ever be impeached twice. According to White House advisors and people close to him, Trump has become increasingly isolated, sullen, and vengeful after being left to fend for himself at the White House as impeachment quickly gained steam. Trump has also instructed his aides not to pay Rudy Giuliani's legal fees, demanding that he personally approve any reimbursements for the expenses Giuliani incurred while traveling on his behalf to challenge the election results. Trump has also apparently expressed concern with some of Giuliani's decisions. The attorneys who defended Trump in his previous impeachment trial, including Jay Sekulow and White House counsel Pat Cipollone, have declined to defend him during the second impeachment trial. Trump also issued an appeal for nonviolence after the House voted to impeach him for incitement of insurrection, saying he unequivocally condemned the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump released the 5-minute video following heavy pressure from his advisors. He offered no humility, regret, or self-reflection. He failed to mention the election, and he did not concede that Biden won a fair and free election. The video was released through the White House Twitter account because Trump's personal account was permanently suspended on fears that it could incite further violence. Trump alluded to the ban, saying that there had been an unprecedented assault on free speech. And finally, Democratic lawmakers accused Republican colleagues of leading groups on reconnaissance tours of the U.S. Capitol the day before Trump supporters stormed the building. Representative Mikey Sherrill said she saw members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th for reconnaissance for the next day. At least one protest organizer said he coordinated with 3 House Republicans and Capitol police officers and said they wouldn't be surprised if some lawmakers helped organize the attack. Meanwhile, at least 31 members of Congress demanded that the acting House Sergeant of Arms, acting Senate Sergeant of Arms, and acting Chief of the Capitol Police investigate what they described as an extremely high number of outside groups let into the building on January 5th, at a time when most tours were restricted because of the coronavirus pandemic. The letter says the tours were unusual and concerning and were reported to the Sergeant at Arms on January 5th, adding that the groups could only have gained access to the Capitol complex from a member of Congress or a member of their staff. Dozens of people on the FBI's terror watch list were in Washington, D.C. on the day of the Capitol insurrection, the majority being suspected white supremacists whose past conduct was so alarming that their names had previously been added to the National Terrorist Screening Database. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas. What?